Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. That was yesterday. The heat was on. Today, not as much. Details coming up in your forecast. It's been very comfortable today. It's time for the Business of the Week, Tuesday edition, and we've got Preston Peterson in from Northland Auto. Hello, sir.
How are we doing today?
Fantastic. And you?
It's a little cooler out today. It's a little bit better.
Yeah, much, much nicer today. What's going on at the dealership?
You know, it was a busy day for us in sales, but, you know, we kind of hit them sales yesterday. You know, we have that red, white, blue sales event going on all month long.
Right.
Best prices advertised on the windows. Like I said yesterday, don't look it online. Best prices aren't there. They're written on all the windows out there at the lots.
Or
you must stop in.
Or look online and go, I know it's going to be a better price than that, and then stop it and find out what
absolutely
it is.
Absolutely, sure you can. You can go that route as well. Sure. See what we have first before you stop on down.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but you guys busy today. Busy.
Yeah, busy. We've been moving some iron today. Service, it was funny. I walked back to service today, and I was kind of figuring out, what are we doing back here? Every hoist was full, and, you know, it was cool seeing all different makes and models back there, too, because we kind of hit on that before we started this conversation. You know, at Northland, we service almost every make and model.
Okay, so that's something, because I don't necessarily know if people understand that.
Yeah.
You know, you think, hey, if you buy a Chrysler Dodge Jeep from you, you're going to get that service there. But if you buy something from somewhere else or something else, you can still get it serviced there.
Absolutely, and most people got to realize, where did Northland start? You know, we started up north on 169, and what did we have up there? Used cars, what did we carry? You know, a lot more foreign cars, you know, BMWs and Mercedes, things like that.
Sure.
We're more than capable of handling a majority of those cars. Now, we'll tell you if we're going to have a problem with them. But we can service everything besides just Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram vehicles. We're a full service shop. Alignments, oil changes, brakes, you name it, transmissions, motors, we can do it all.
Whole nine yards.
Absolutely.
That's good. And if you buy from you, that's a good thing as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It sure helps us in every avenue. And you start looking at loaner cars, things along those lines. Your car breaks down, we're here to help as well. You know, most of our loaner cars are going to be brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram vehicles in our loaner program. So, buy from us, service with us, something happens, we're here to take care of you.
And you're in town. That's the best thing about it, is that you're not driving an hour and a half away to Des Moines or up to Austin Lee or someplace like that. You're right here in town.
Yeah, and you've got a good point about driving out of town. And, you know, other manufacturers, for example, you know, we've got it pretty well up here with Ford, Chrysler, even GM. You know, it's easy to go get those things serviced. But if you're buying an Infiniti or you're buying a Land Rover, BMW, those things you're having to take back to them big cities for that warranty work.
Why not buy here and stay here?
Yes, buy local, shop local. So we've been advertising the entire month so far.
That's exactly right. So, and I know you touched on a little something yesterday. If people have driven by, they've seen what you were talking about.
I think the cat's out of the bag a little bit, just because yesterday, when I even after work, I drove by and I'm like, there's a lot of people on the lot. There's a lot of cars out here. What are we doing? So I look over to our Evolution golf cart line that we just brought along.
Wow, okay.
And out front, we've parked 8 out front. We got a few more sitting inside. We are going to start selling brand new Evolution golf carts. I've personally owned one for a couple years. Fantastic carts, 8-year warranties on them. We're ready to hit the road with those. Shouldn't technically say just golf carts. They're off-road utility vehicles.
Sure.
We got 4-seaters, forward seating, reverse seating. It's a market. We can drive them through town. Things come.
And that's what I was going to say. In my neighborhood, I know 3 of my neighbors have golf carts.
Absolutely.
In my neighborhood. And it's like, okay, I guess everybody does.
Yep.
You know?
You know, and ours are coming. Headlights, taillights, blinkers, built-in radio systems already. They're top of the line.
And for those who don't know, you are an incredible golfer. You're a very good golfer.
I play good golf. I'll admit that.
You do. And so it only seems fitting.
Yes. Yep.
I'm amazed you also don't sell clubs out of the deal.
No, I won't get that far.
but selling golf carts, it makes a lot of sense.
Yes. Yep. It's something you're passionate about. It's kind of a little bit of a branch from what we're already doing with automotive repairs, things like that. So it's not a far-fetched scheme for us.
And you also do vinyl signs and car wraps and things. The Boltmobile looks fantastic.
Yes. That was one we've been always wanting to get our hands on since I seen it done the first time, to give that a little freshening. But
that was great.
All kinds of things.
When we drove that in the parade a couple of weeks ago, I said that Matt pulled up and we were loading the equipment into it. I go, man, this really looks good. It really stood out in the parade.
Yes, it's a little bit sharper images.
You guys did a great job with it. I'll say that much. But if you
banners, signs, you know, little stickers, decals, window decals, commercial window tinting. I don't do automotive window tinting, but commercial window tint is a big one for us.
Right.
Commercial signs. You know, we got a lot of signs up on Main Street. But we dabble in the vinyl business. We do quite a bit of work there. We've got full-time graphics designer. She can help with business logos, things along those lines. And then we do have another full-time installer as well.
And if you've got any questions about it or anything, just call and ask, because I'm that's the best part about the local relationships you have, is that you're there.
Yeah.
You're the guy running the show, and you're there helping people out, and people can come up and ask you a question, and you know, it's good communication. It's a good
absolutely
local thing.
And the best thing about stopping in the shop too is, you know, about everything we have for signage out there is signs that we did.
Sure.
You know, everybody's seen the Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram logo signs go up on the front of the building.
Which look great.
Those are lit signs. Those are signs that we personally did ourselves. You come inside, and I've got, if anybody watched my Facebook post from yesterday, I had the American flag wall. I just have always loved that piece. But everywhere you walk inside that building, I can point at different types of vinyl that we've done inside.
That's awesome. Anything else we should talk about today, or should we save some more for tomorrow?
Oh, well, let's save some for tomorrow. I think I've talked plenty today.
Preston Peterson from Northland Auto, the business of the week this week, the Tuesday edition. He'll be back tomorrow around this time. Updated forecast on the way next at 97.7 The Bolt.
This Entertainment Insider is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. It's been 25 years since SpongeBob SquarePants made its debut. Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob, knows why.